Right now, we're going to focus on Michaela Ann. She stopped by our Washington, D.C. studio last week and performed for us and let us know all about her album, To Know Where. She was joined by the fiddler, Stephanie Coleman, who plays with Uncle Earl, and she started out with the song Willow Tree. Michaela Ann here in our Washington, D.C. studio, and that track was Willow Tree off of your album To Know Where. We've been playing a lot of one of the songs on there, Taken Away, but this song, Willow Tree, can you tell me a little bit about it? Is it autobiographical?
Not about myself, per se, but sort of about my mother, in a way. My dad was in the U.S. Navy, and I grew up moving around every 2 years, and being a kid in the military, you see all the sacrifices that spouses make, and I definitely observed this sense of the what ifs, you know, that spouses, if they had chosen a different path, because being a military spouse, you're basically living that spouse's path in a way. And my mother, this isn't biographical of her, because in this song, the person leaves the person that they're waiting for. My parents are happily married after over 30 years. They were high school sweethearts. So, wow. But it's definitely, in a sense, about my mom and the the sacrifices that military spouses make.
Yeah, I'm sure you could see a lot of the stress that that situation would create, whether or not, regardless of how strong the relationship is.
Definitely. And moving every 2 years when you have two young kids and your husband deploys on a submarine for 6 months.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a strenuous lifestyle.
I noticed that informs a lot of your songwriting. You had on your website that you wrote a song specifically about military children, the No Apologies.
Yeah, that's very autobiographical.
Okay.
I even, name my brother by name in that song. That's just about growing up and your father leaving. Mm-hmm. And as a child, you know, I would hear stories about when I was, 18 months old and my dad came home and I didn't recognize him.
Sure.
So that song's specifically autobiographical and standing at the pier waiting for the sub to come in and basically just telling him, because I know he carries a lot of guilt of missing out on a lot of our childhoods, but being older and kind of reflecting and knowing that, you know, what the reasons were and saying there's no need to apologize. Mm-hmm. We understand now, so.
Well, and it's not all bad. I mean, I also hear a lot of different the roots of a vagabond musician in here. Like if you're going to be traveling every 2 years, you do have the opportunity to get more influence from different parts of the country. Did you feel like that benefited you in your music?
Completely. My musical background, because I moved every 2 years, was so diverse in the sense I was always getting new teachers or, you know, kind of like also just trying a lot of different genres. I grew up doing musical theater and studying classical and jazz and, you know, contemporary pop music. And my dad was a huge country music fan, and that's mm-hmm. kind of where I got a lot of that stuff.
That was going to be my next question, because there's a huge country influence on this album, and it's nice. It kind of dips a little bit into country rock, but then you bring it back with quieter songs like Willow Tree and Oh Washington, just mm-hmm. have more of the singer-songwriter feel. You're in Brooklyn right now.
Yes.
And how is the musical scene there? What are you kind of being influenced by in Brooklyn?
Oh, man. Brooklyn is... It's, you know, a lot of us New Yorkers have a love-hate relationship with the place, and I think that kind of benefits the music because it kind of brings, a struggle in the sense that it's just a daily struggle to get from place to place, and musically that itself can influence the music, but also there's such an amazing scene of musicians in New York that, you know, just in the kind of roots bluegrass country scene, there's... you know, members of Uncle Earl, which Stephanie has played with Uncle Earl, and, you know, members of Punch Brothers live there, and there's a lot of, you know, just really great, first-class musicians that you can see, up close and play with and get major influences by. And then even just beyond that, there's every other genre. Every single night you can jump from place to place, and that's a huge influence, and just being surrounded by people who are so extremely talented and working so hard, it can at times be a little intimidating, but also really encouraging at the same time.
A little bit of everything, sounds
yeah.
like. Well, is there a song that you can play for us and give us a sample of something you might be influenced by in New York?
Sure. I think To Nowhere is a good... To Nowhere kind of encompasses my feelings on the military lifestyle, but at the same time, we're going to play it in a kind of country waltz fashion, but on the record, it's a little more of a, I don't even know, I guess it has a little more of a rock edge to it in a sense, which is definitely a contribution of the influence of the musicians who play in my band based in New York.
Well, yeah, let's give that a listen, and then we can talk a little bit more about your band and your album.
Sounds great. To be to me.
Michaela Ann is my guest here on Capital Americana, and that was the title track off of her album, To Know Where. And you said in the liner notes that you recorded a lot of different studios. Tell me a little bit about the recording process.
Well, I have, based in New York, I have a pretty solid group of musicians that I play with. And so we spent 3 days in Atlantic Sound Studios, which is in Dumbo in Brooklyn, at Dico Shaterma's studio, and Jesse Louder, who engineered and produced the Low Anthem, and he just engineered their most recent record and has worked with Elvis Perkins and some great people. He engineered and helped out for that first session. And then after that, I spent, you know, several months working at Atlantic Sound doing overdubs and vocals and edits. And then I also worked with my good friend Scott Kettner, who has a band called Nation Beat at his studio, and did a lot of work with him there. And then I went up to Woodstock, New York, and we mixed the record at this amazing studio called Applehead Studios, which is a big barn in Woodstock. Mm. So, yeah, kind of traveled, which I like to say is a great little metaphor for how my life has gone as well. So,
Does that kind of indicate that when you were writing these songs, you didn't see that this was going to end up as an album or something that you were going to do? Or has that always been something you've seen down the road?
Always seen making an album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely always saw myself making an album, but I didn't write this set of songs with the idea that it was going to be put together as an album. I had a bunch of songs that I was writing and that I'd been working on, and then they kind of fell together mm-hmm. in this. So.
And the instrumentation on the album is much different than what we're hearing in the studio. It's nice to hear a stripped-down version, but I believe there's even... You have some saxophone or some horns on the album.
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
We have one of the... one of my main members of the Michaela Ann Band in New York is Peter Kenkora, who's an amazing saxophone player. He plays mandolin mostly, but on the record he plays saxophone, clarinet, mandolin, and banjo. Mm-hmm. So live, he gets pretty annoyed with me when I ask him to bring all four instruments to shows, but sometimes we do get him to do that, at least three. So,
and you're touring the Northeast right now?
Yes.
And
kind of the Midwest. I'm going to be in Michigan this upcoming week.
Okay. So. And is Stephanie just joining you on these dates, or is the full band joining you part of the time?
She, as usual, she's joining me for these couple dates. We're going to be in Alexandria and Eaglesmere, Pennsylvania, and then the next few dates I'm touring with this band called The Woes, mm-hmm. also based out of Brooklyn, and they're going to be my backing band for that tour. And that's kind of how it's been going, is, you know, kind of like a hodgepodge of, you know, people who I love to play with and whoever wants to hop on board and kind of share sets and share bands. And yeah.
No, it sounds like it's working out. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And then summer plans, do you have festivals lined up or anything like that?
Summer plans, in August I will be doing a full West Coast tour,
okay.
actually from Vancouver down to Los Angeles.
Wow.
I'll be doubling up with my friend Annie Lynch, formerly of Annie and the Beekeepers. Mm-hmm. So,
Are they not together anymore?
They've kind of dismantled, but gotcha. Annie is going strong. She's a great solo singer-songwriter.
Yeah, I remember enjoying them at Bristol Rhythm and Roots last year.
The Woes were there as well last year.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
wonderful. Yeah. Well, do you want to play us another song?
Yeah. Let's do... Want to do that winter? 1, 2, 3.
So quietly I whisper.
just eat alone. And then I sit and wonder, were we ever real? Oh, did I make this solo from the poetry I
Michaela Ann here on Capital Americana. That track was That Winter from her album To Nowhere. And you wrote or co-wrote all of the songs on your album.
I wrote all of them.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the writing process. Do you come up with the lyrics or the chords first?
For me, it kind of almost happens all simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not that methodic of a songwriter that often I do best when I get out of my way and I just let it come out. That happened in particular with that song, that I feel like there's a few times where, you know, it's always different. Either I labor over songs forever and write and rewrite, or they just kind of pour out within a half hour or something. And that's what happened with that song.
Do you need a particular environment? Like, do you need to be away from a bunch of people?
I need to. I'm definitely someone that needs to be alone, even if my boyfriend's in the house, I want him out of the house. Like, nobody can even be in a room near me. For some reason, I just need complete solitude to just be able to hear myself and not – I'm kind of a – constantly self-judging, and it's better when I think nobody else can judge me. It kind of happens all at once that a verse comes and a melody comes as I'm messing with the chords, and I change the chords, and then I usually get a verse and chorus, and then I'll spend more time separately with the lyrics once I have that first verse and chorus down.
Do you write all on the guitar or on the piano some?
I write all on the guitar now. Okay. I just started writing on the guitar a few years ago. I always was piano-based before, but basically because of logistics of getting to gigs and, you know, performing in places that have pianos. It was really difficult. So then also I think I just, because of the style that I like, the style of music that my, the direction that my music went in, guitar was easier for me to be inspired by. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this album came out in 2011.
Yep, just last month.
Just last month. But I hear you're already writing more material. Is that true?
Yeah. I think I already have, I mean, I probably already have a full album's worth of songs. But, I mean, this album took a year for me to make. It was one of those where, you know, we worked little by little. So that whole time I was writing songs, because for me, writing songs is... I can't ever like sit down setting out to write songs. I sit down setting out to write songs because I feel like I need to. It's like it's therapeutic. So,
would you like to maybe share with us one of those songs that you haven't released on an album yet?
Sure. This one's called Ease My Mind.
I feel that I won't do the things I love.
Michaela Ann has been my guest here on Capital Americana. She's been joined on the fiddle by Stephanie Coleman. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.